Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, pop into the White Sands Hotel. The Oasis Bar and Restaurant is just below our studio here. They have a fantastic menu. The chicken wings are to die for. They do carvery at the weekends. And the bar is just a great bar. It's a great atmosphere. There's always people there. So if you're in this neck of the woods, swing by the White Sands Hotel and tell them that the lads from the Opinions Matter podcast told you to pop in. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Cannabis smokers don't see the big deal in driving after sparking up. That's according to an attitudes report into the drug. A report out this week in the news has found that 64% of cannabis consumers have admitted that they've gotten behind the wheel of their car within 4 hours of consuming cannabis. 20% say they drive within an hour after consuming the drug. Of adults who consume and drive, 77% believe it doesn't affect their driving, and 16% believe it improves their driving. Improves their driving. Now, men and younger drivers are more likely to drive within 8 hours of consuming cannabis. And the question we want to ask is, this can't be real, that 16% of cannabis users actually believe that they're better drivers after smoking a joint.
Cannabis users are very stupid people, and I'll tell you why they're very stupid. Is because they don't believe that it actually affects them, which is bizarre. Why would you take something that doesn't affect you, yeah?
Well, I could argue, you know, I could argue that point with you. I smoked for years. It didn't affect me. I still smoked the bloody things for years.
No, but it gives you, does smoking not calm you down?
No.
No, but it'd be like if
someone... does absolutely nothing for you,
the truth. If someone gave me a tablet of air, yeah, and said, take this tablet of air, yeah, I'm not going to take it because it does absolutely nothing for me. But a lot of cannabis users are so stupid, they don't believe that it affects them in any way. I'm disgusted that it's that high, and that just proves that cannabis users have no respect. And the gas thing is...
Okay, so 77% believe it doesn't affect their driving, yeah? Now, if you look back 30 or 40 years ago...
That was the way it was
when drink driving, people I'm grand. I no bother driving the car.
Oh, it's still socially acceptable. My mate's a guard that works nights quite a bit, and he pulls over so many cars, and he said it's such a big problem. Like, you'll pull
the
over...
smell wafting out of the car.
You'll pull over a car... and literally the windows were rolled down and the smell of cannabis in the car. So, and these are people that would never, ever think of driving. I think smoking a joint and then getting behind the wheel of the car within hours even is as bad as drink driving. And I don't know why that it's not viewed the same socially.
Okay, so 77%
By the way, if we ask the question now, if we said we want to hear from one of our listeners who regularly drinks and drives, you would not get one person to admit that. Sure, you wouldn't? No, you wouldn't.
No, probably not. No, probably not.
Even all our years in radio, have we ever... The odd person you'd get that admits to drinking and driving, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's not socially acceptable anymore. Even though people still do it, by the way.
Yeah, but we're going to have... Yeah, but it's not socially acceptable. But we're going to have people on this podcast who think that it's perfectly acceptable. And that just shows how stupid people actually are.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Are you a cannabis user who believes, like 77% of other cannabis users, that cannabis doesn't affect your driving? Or are you one of the 16% who actually believes it improves your driving? Let's kick off this conversation with Helen.
There'll be a lot of people coming on today advocating for drug use and, oh yeah, go and smoke cannabis and then get in the car because it doesn't affect me, my reaction times are the same. In their opinion, that's the case. But it has been proven that smoking cannabis slows down your reaction times. So I don't believe it's acceptable to ever get in a car after smoking a joint or even drinking any alcohol or taking prescription medication that slows your reaction time down. I mean, God forbid you were driving along and somebody ran out in front of you and your reaction time was too slow and you hit them instead of being able to stop. I mean, people just need to cop on. You're driving a car, you're driving something that can kill somebody or seriously injure them very easily. Don't take any substances, illegal or legal, that's going to slow down your reaction time. Simple.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters.
20% of cannabis users say they frequently drive a car within an hour after consuming the drug. 77% believe it doesn't affect their driving. 16% believe it actually improves their driving. Which is extraordinary. 085 825 2626 is our WhatsApp number. Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. Well, what did you want to say on this?
Pack of fucking assholes.
Who?
Every single person out there who smokes weed or smokes cannabis or anything like that. And that just proves what it does to you. It makes you fucking stupid. Excuse my language. This drives me mad. You know, where they go, oh, we're not addicted. Oh, you know, it's not really a drug. It doesn't affect me. First of all, why smoke it? Second of all, it's making you stupid. It's making you completely tick to think that it has no effect on you and that it is okay to drive around completely stoned off your box.
Are you shocked that 77% of cannabis users believe it doesn't affect their driving?
No, because they're stupid. They're stupid. Anyone who smokes weed or smokes cannabis like that, and I know people who smoke it, and I can't stand it. And I'm going, you're all fucking tick. And it makes you tick, and it makes you stupid. And this goes to prove it.
Okay, so the fact that so many cannabis users believe that it doesn't affect their driving, you believe the reason they think that is because they're stupid.
They're stupid. Of course they're stupid. Why would you smoke it, though? Why do people smoke weed? Why do people smoke cannabis, right? Because it relaxes them. Isn't that what they say? It relaxes them, and they're chilled, and they're, you know, completely, like, mellow. So why would you want to drive around in that state and put other people's lives at risk? I don't give a shit about your life. You do what you want. Stop putting my life at risk, my family, my friends. Stop putting everyone else at risk because you're a tick.
Okay, 16% of cannabis users believe, and I've spoken to people in the past who say this, believed that cannabis improves their driving, makes them better drivers because they're much more relaxed.
So you think that when you are driving a vehicle that you should be relaxed? You should not be relaxed, you should be alert. That's the biggest thing, isn't it? So when you go in for your test, the one thing they want you to do is observation. Observation is one of the biggest things when you go in for your driving test. And how are you meant to be observant when you're laid back, chilling out, driving around, waving at people, beeping at people? No, you are meant to be in total control of the vehicle, of the car, of the truck, of whatever you're driving. You cannot be like that if you're stoned off your head.
Okay, so, as I said, 77% of cannabis users believe that the cannabis does not affect their driving abilities. You're horrified by that.
Horrified by it. Should they think that it doesn't affect them anyway? No, I'm not an addict. No, it doesn't affect me in any way. No, Jesus, do you know, we should legalise it. Legalise it if you want, but have it like an alcoholic drink that you cannot drive with it. And if you're so safe, then why are they doing drug tests like that? Why can you be charged with being under the influence of it if it's so safe?
Have you ever smoked it yourself?
I did last week in Spain, and I got violently sick. One pull. I got violently sick. I couldn't even move. I was tick. I was stupid. And you know what? It was the best thing that ever happened, because never again would I ever. I hated it. I had a couple of drinks to me. I don't know why I did it anyway. I was stupid and drunk. But I can tell you, I'd never put it near my lips again. And now I can say it, because people go, oh, have you ever tried it? No. Well, you don't know. Well, I do now. It makes you fucking tick. stupid.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Angela. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note if you prefer. Dave, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave?
Sorry, folks.
Dave, 77% of cannabis users believe it doesn't affect their driving. 16% actually believe it improves their driving. What do you think of this?
I've been in the car with people before who smoked a spliff or two, and I haven't found really any change in their driving habits. You know, I think, like anything, it's down to the person. Some people have a higher tolerance. They can, you know, manage a bit better than others, and some people smoke a spliff and they're monged off their heads, you know? But at the same time, if you get caught and lose your license, you know, like, don't be bitching about it either. Like, I've met people who, like, they get stopped to be high as a kite while they're driving, and then they'll be like, "Fuck, see, why did the girls keep my license off?" You know, that's a bit that annoys me as well.
But what you're saying is you have been in the car with somebody who has smoked a joint, yeah?
Yeah, and in the very same capacity, Adrian, I'm sure you've been in the car with somebody who's had a few pints in it.
Not for a long time, but yes, yes, no, I'm sure I have. Yes,
but once upon a time, we're all guilty of it.
Yeah,
Nobody here, nobody here is a saint, you know. So we've all done it. I've been in the car with someone, stop off somewhere, get smoked a spliff, they drive home, never been involved in a massive accident. You know, I think there's a difference between someone like having a few quick tokes and somebody getting absolutely blitzed off their skull, you know, because it's not like alcohol. Like with alcohol, you know, you'll drink a pint, you drink a measure, you'll drink a this, you drink a that. There's a specific amount of alcohol in it. Your body breaks it down a particular way. But if somebody's smoking a joint, they could be smoking something that's really, really strong or something that's not very strong at all, you know, and then the tolerances also come into account as well, you know.
Okay, so these drivers that you were in the car with, do you think it had any effect on them, on their driving ability, that is?
No, not particularly. Not from what I could see, you know. I went to a comedy gig with a friend of mine. He smoked a joint before we went in, went to the comedy gig, came out, drove home. Absolutely no difference in the driving from on the way up as it was on the way down. I'm not advocating here for fucking, you know, going out and getting high and getting behind the wheel of your car. I never did it myself, and I wouldn't recommend people doing it. And at the same time, if you get pulled over and you're stoned and the guy takes your license off you, well, it's your own fucking fault for being stupid. You know, in the same way that, like, if you drink three or four pints to get behind the wheel of your car.
But you obviously don't think, Dave, that it's as bad as drink driving.
No, I think drink driving is much, much worse. Drink driving... See, the problem is, like, when you see statistics when it comes to people caught drug driving, the problem is, like, if somebody's caught, say, drug driving and they found cocaine in the system, there's a pretty good chance that, like, that person is, like, actively taking cocaine or they're high on it, because cocaine has, like, a half-life of, like, 9 hours in your saliva. Whereas if you smoke a joint, you know, if you get drug tested within 24 hours, it's still going to show up like that. You know what I mean? So, I'd like to know how many people are, like, actively high at the time as opposed to, you know, smoked a spliff the day before and he got caught out that way. You know?
There you go, Angela. Angela, he doesn't see it as being as bad as drink driving. Drink driving is a lot worse.
But of course, no, I wouldn't say that at all, because I can go out and have two drinks and I'm over the limit, you know. So is it that I have two drinks and I'm over the limit and I could be off the road? Or somebody's smoking a spliff? And the other thing is, and I always go back to it, it's still illegal.
Yeah, but Angela, I'd agree with you. If you smoke a joint, you get caught by the guards, they take your license. It's your own fucking fault. You know, I'd agree with you 100% there. You know?
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. But the other thing is, like, as I said, I actually, 2 weeks ago in Spain, I had one. I didn't even have one. I had one pull, one single pull. And, oh my God, I couldn't move.
Were you drinking?
I was violently sick. Yeah, I was drinking.
Were you drinking? Yeah, see, there you go. Yeah. There's a mistake people make. If you want to try and smoke a spliff or you want to try pot, do not do it while you're drinking. Because any person you ever meet who says, "I smoked a joint once and I was violently ill," is also because they had alcohol.
But hang on, Dave.
You do not mix alcohol and weed.
Dave, the night you went out and you got in the car with the bloke that was after smoking cannabis, had he had drink as well that night?
No, of course not.
Well, what do you mean, of course not? No, but he was out socialising, so he didn't have one drink while he was out socialising.
Nope. No, this guy doesn't drink. I'm very interested
actually with the amount of messages coming in from people saying something similar to what Dave is saying, that drink driving is a lot worse and should be taken a lot more seriously than smoking a joint. What do you make of that, Angela?
Smoking a joint is illegal. Drinking a pint isn't.
Yeah, but drinking a pint and hopping into the car is.
And smoking a joint and hopping into the car is as well.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay on the line there for 1 second, Angela. I want to bring in Jonathan.
No, I think that what people actually mean, Jeremy, is that they don't have a negative effect from smoking cannabis. Some people will, but the majority of people, it doesn't have a negative effect on them. As we all know, cannabis is a wonderful medicine for all sorts of ailments and diseases. My bigger issue would be prescription drugs. People that are taking sleeping tablets and anti-anxiety tablets and all these down or drowsy tablets that doctors have to mull to get through the day. I think people driving around with systems full of them are far more dangerous in the cars than people smoking weed. All right, cheers, boys. Have a good one.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Darren, you're angry listening to this conversation. Why?
I wouldn't say I'm angry, but I'm just a bit frustrated at the likes of Angela there coming on. She's just so uneducated.
Oh, she's so uneducated.
First of all, she said there at the very end, and the main thing is, it's illegal. That's the only reason why people have a hang-up about weed, is because it's illegal. When in reality, alcohol is, and prescription drugs, like your man said there, is far worse than cannabis. So ask Angela, does she think someone who drinks 6 pints and has fallen all over the place, gets into the car and drives home, is the same as someone who smokes a joint and drives home?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's absolute nonsense. Do you hear yourself, like?
Yeah, because I answered your question.
And that's absolute nonsense.
Darren, it's not just because it's illegal. It's because it makes people stupid.
It doesn't make everyone stupid. Yes, I do.
You do. And you can't even pronounce the word stupid. Do you know what I mean?
Are you actually for real? I can guarantee, Angela, you just said it yourself,
and it makes people stupid.
So I'm stupid because I don't say the word stupid properly. Get off the phone, will you?
So why should I?
You drink alcohol, you smoke cigarettes, two of the worst drugs in the world. But it's okay because it's legal.
Is it illegal?
Yeah, exactly my point. You actually are naive. Yes. You're so naive.
Oh, am I naive? Hold on a second. Are you going to tell me that you're not addicted to cannabis? Are we?
I didn't say I wasn't addicted. You're telling me you're not addicted to weed.
I'm asking you. No, I answered your question. You answer mine. Are you addicted
to weed or
cannabis? So how is it any
different? I probably will be, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what the difference is?
What's exactly what?
You know what the difference is? The difference is me having a drink, right? Or me having a cigarette doesn't make me stupid, right?
So it's okay because it doesn't make you stupid. Oh, brilliant. Yeah. So that's okay. That's brilliant. Tell the whole world that, Angela.
I'm totally glad.
You're on your own. Do you realise that? You're on your own.
Oh, am I? I'm totally on my own on this.
Darren, let's find out if she's on her own. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. Darren, 77% of cannabis users believe it doesn't affect their driving. Does it affect your driving?
It doesn't affect it and it doesn't not affect it. Like, Jeremy's saying there he wouldn't get into the car with someone who was smoking cannabis.
No, not at all.
Well, last week I was driving around one of my cars around Mandela Park on a track and I was stoned off my head going 80 or 100 miles an hour around the track 50 times.
Lovely.
So explain that. How am I able to do that?
What do you mean explain
You're
it?
You're a lovely person.
Well, you said there, someone who smokes a joint can't move or makes you stupid or you can't do anything. So how can I do all that if I'm stoned?
Okay, would you, and I know you don't have children, would you drive your child to school if you had a child after
today?
Well,
that's a stupid question because I haven't got children.
No, it's a hypothetical.
It is.
But would you drive...
It's a hypothetical.
Okay, would you drive
a
niece...
Would you drive your mother if you were stoned? Would you drive your mother in your car if you were stoned?
Yeah. Like, do you think when someone smokes a joint that you're like, it's like heroin. Like, everyone, people function when they smoke a joint. Like, I work. I do everything when I'm stoned.
Okay, let me ask you another question then, Darren. Are you stoned now, by the way?
No, I'm not. No more.
Okay, let me ask you another question then, Darren. You're at home one day and a niece or nephew needs to be dropped to school, and Uncle Darren is the only person that has the car at the moment, and the school is 5 kilometres away. Would you drop a child, a niece or nephew, to school after smoking a joint?
But this is a stupid question.
No, it's
hypothetical.
It's not a stupid question. It's a very... Sorry, am I wrong here, or is it not a logical question?
So what time is this I was selecting them at? I wouldn't smoke a joint and then do it straight away, like, but I could be stoned from a few hours before.
Why not?
Well, because I don't want to get caught in the car with a joint, and I wouldn't smoke around children.
But sure, if it doesn't affect you, or it doesn't, you know, you can drive perfectly.
I never said it doesn't affect. Oh my God.
Oh, come on, well, that's what everyone's saying. That's what everyone's smoking. Well, whatever percentage it is saying it doesn't affect them. But you're saying it does.
No, I didn't. Obviously it gets me stoned, but it doesn't affect me in a way that I can't fucking see, or I'm stupid, or this or that, the way you're talking.
You just turned around and said, first of all, you wouldn't drive around because you were stoned. And now you're actually saying that you were driving around.
No, you're not listening.
I said
I wouldn't drive. Shut up for a second. I said I wouldn't smoke a joint physically in the car, but I could be stoned while dropping someone, But I never smoke in the car driving, never.
So you would smoke a joint and get into the car straight away and drive?
Yeah. And the same way, Angela, have you, I'm sure, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
So you got into the car maybe the day after a bender, been on the drink, and you drove. What's the difference?
I don't.
More people, as much people get caught the day after as they do when they're actually drunk.
You've asked me a question, I've answered it. I don't.
So yeah.
I believe
so,
it.
And the last time, you're a fool.
Darren,
I'm a fool for being right in not driving the day after. Okay,
Darren, I want to just go back to what you were saying a minute ago about Mondello. And stoned out of your head, you were driving around the track in Mondello. Were you perfectly okay driving?
Yes, obviously. I didn't crash or anything. Like, I was doing 80 or 100 miles an hour in a fast car. Like, so how does Jeremy explain that?
Okay, well then, how can you explain that you can't answer a simple question? You drove around Mondello Park when you were stoned, yeah, and you didn't have you didn't have a crash, correct?
Yeah.
So you were driving. You were a safe driver driving around Mondello Park stoned, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So why wouldn't you do it going down to the shops with your niece and nephews in the back?
But sure, that's different.
No, it's not. You're either a safe driver when you're stoned, or you're not a safe driver when you're stoned. So which is, you can't have it both. You can't have your cake.
But Yes, I am a safe driver. There's a big difference, Jeremy, between driving a fast car on a track and driving a car on a road. Like, there's a big difference.
And do you think the staff at Mondello would let you drive around the track if they'd known you were stoned?
For sure, everyone was stoned, but no one smokes it on the track because you're not allowed. But every single person that was there was probably stoned.
And did it, okay, so 77% of cannabis users believe it doesn't affect their driving. You're part of that 77%.
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah. Now, this is going now at night time now. People could be a bit different at night time because of the darkness and all. I'd never smoke a joint while driving. Like, I'd never smoke one in the car while I'm driving.
No, because you get pulled in by the guards. Yeah. You're screwed.
And that is the worst fear, is the drug test. That's the worst fear that everyone has that smokes weed, is getting drug tested.
Okay, but then
I could smoke a joint. I could smoke a joint today, right? And then not get tested again until maybe Friday. And I still say it because it's still in my system, which is absolute bullshit.
Okay, forget about the legalities of it then. Supposing there was not a guard to be seen, the guards were on strike, there was no guard. Is the only reason you're not doing it is the fear of getting caught, as opposed to the fact that you think you're a danger when you do it?
Well, personally, yeah, I like to relax while I'm smoking a joint. So while I'm driving, I'm not really relaxing. So that's why I'd rather wait till I was home when I was sitting still.
So then it does affect you, smoking cannabis. I'm trying to work it out. Does it affect you, yes or no?
I never said it doesn't affect me.
No, of course.
It gets me stoned. Being stoned means it affects you.
No, you said that smoking cannabis, and correct me if I'm wrong, smoking cannabis makes you more relaxes you, yeah?
Yeah. You and Angela are saying it makes you stupid. I'm saying it doesn't. It doesn't make me paralytic or stuck in a chair or no motivation.
No, I'm just rewording, or I'm saying back to you exactly what you said verbatim, that when you smoke cannabis, you are very relaxed. You're more relaxed. You're chilled out, yeah?
So
your reactions are slower. You're, you know.
Not because I'm relaxed. It's because my reactions are slower.
The last place you should be when you're relaxed and your reactions are slower is behind the wheel of a car.
No, well, like I said, going around Modelo Park, 8 mile an hour, stoned. So, like, how do you, like, the way you're talking, the way you and Angela are talking, when someone smokes a joint, it's like heroin. They're gone forever, like, until they get sober again, which it isn't the case, because you're speaking from someone who obviously hasn't smoked, like.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Darren, if you can, please. I want to bring in Eddie.
How are you, lads? Good topic. My two bobs worth. Anybody who gets behind the wheel with any substance in them, alcohol or drugs, is a fuckwit. Anyone I know who smokes weed, I don't touch any drugs, but anyone I know that smokes weed, they're that stoner type, you know? They're chilled out, they're a bit lazy, it relaxes them. I can't imagine someone who has just smoked a joint driving a car compared to me who doesn't, being as reactive and perceptive on the road as me after taking a joint. And also, I know obviously alcohol and drugs affect different people differently, but if the average person wants to smoke a joint, how long is it before that's out of their system so that they'll be 100% reactive on the road?
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm all right. How are you?
You're very annoyed listening to Darren here. Why?
Very annoyed. He has this idiotic view that taking cannabis while driving doesn't affect him. It's proven that taking that crap and driving does affect you. It slows down your reaction time. It is frankly horrifying that all those people who think taking cannabis makes them, doesn't affect them, or it makes them better drivers on the road. Like Angela was saying, and she was right, it makes them dumb and stupid. And these drivers who take that stuff and drive down our roads, they become dangerous on the road, and they put other lives at risk. How long before somebody gets hurt or killed because of these idiot drivers? The government seriously needs to start cracking down on this shit because those cannabis-using drivers are dangerous on the road.
Well, do you believe they're potential killers?
Yes.
Well, now there you are, Darren.
Anthony.
You're a potential killer.
Everyone in a car is a potential killer. He's a fool. I'm surprised he's actually young because it's not about far right.
You're the fool, Darren, taking cannabis and driving. It doesn't affect you. It's been proven it does affect drivers. It slows down their bloody reaction time.
Okay, I guarantee Eddie or Jeremy Ollie is, if we had a test and you were sober and I was at the smoking a joint and we're in a car and we're testing the reaction times, I would bet a week's wage that you would not get better than me.
I don't drive a car at all.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
Drive.
So shut the fuck up.
You don't tell me to shut up, you prick.
I just did.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Darren. And again, you're going to say, no, I want you to answer this question, okay? Because you're going to say, oh, it's hypothetical. But I want you to answer this question, okay? So you get on a plane tomorrow, you're flying away on your holidays, okay?
This is a stupid analogy.
Hang on, so just...
Yeah, so, no. So Captain Cannabis comes on, he says, we're flying down to Lanzarote today. By the way, I'm so relaxed, I had a joint in the airport.
It's not going to happen.
Oh, no, okay, well then, a different question.
Jeremy, that is absolutely stupid. Okay. That really is, like...
Okay, you're going in to get a filling done in your teeth, and Darren and the dentist says, God, I just had a spliff on lunch, I'm great now, get back in. No, why are you laughing at that? No,
yeah, go on.
No, so the dentist that's about to drill into your mouth has had a spliff an hour ago. Does that bother you? Do you say, no, I'm not?
It wouldn't bother me one bit, because I'm sure he can do his job just as good.
I do not believe you would sit in a dentist chair and let someone drill at your mouth that was stoned.
But sure, if someone smokes a joint, Jeremy, what do you think they're going to do? Like, just sit there and not be able to move for a few hours?
No,
people smoke. People are doing weed is not the issue in this country anymore, Jeremy. It's cocaine.
Well, no, I know cocaine.
The whole country is on cocaine.
Yes,
people that you don't even know are on cocaine. I can guarantee you. People in your circle of friends who you would never think does drugs, I guarantee you does cocaine.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it for a moment because they wouldn't tell me because they know I'd get rid of them as friends. So that's not the point I'm making. The point I'm making is cannabis users like yourself, Darren, are hypocrites. You're literally hypocrites because on one hand you say, doesn't affect me in any way, but then you smoke it, you can't go without a day without smoking. Why would you take something into your body that doesn't affect you?
I didn't say it does. I said, you're twisting my words,
I'm not
Jeremy.
Twisting
I
words.
Said it doesn't. You are. I said it doesn't affect the way that I can't do anything. Obviously, it gets me stoned, but I still do stuff.
I
just want to bring in Anthony again for a second. Anthony, he's basically saying that yes, it does affect him, but you're not goofing off like somebody on heroin. You're well able to continue with your life.
Oh, he is just talking absolute crap. And honestly, Darren sounds like he's high now. Saying his crap, right?
Oh my God, Anthony, I think you're the one that's high.
You shut up, Darren. I'm talking. Shut up. Shut up. Oh, listen to you, everything away. You're clearly all high on something, Darren. You're clearly high on something right now.
He said he's not because he's at work.
Right?
But
well, he clearly is high on that. You won't admit it. Clearly he wouldn't.
Okay, Anthony, you want to see the guards come down like a ton of bricks on cannabis users who think it's okay to drive?
Absolutely. Because how long before one of these drivers high on that crack ends up seriously hurting someone or killing them? Because it's going to happen if these drivers keep going down the road thinking, oh, I think cannabis will make me a great driver. Oh, it doesn't affect me at all. It makes me better. It's going to happen. That's what's going to happen.
Anthony,
what?
Have you heard of a case, yes, where someone was killed on the road and it said the main reason was because the driver was high? No, you haven't.
There have been cases of people on drugs.
You're talking shite, Anthony. You're having a breeze. What's going on? You don't even know what day it is.
I know what day it is. You're the one who's talking absolute crap, Darren. You're the one who's talking crap.
Like everyone, like Jeremy's saying there, when you smoke weed, you have no motivation, you're lazy, you're this, you're that. I can guarantee you, if you put a GoPro on my head for a day when I was busy, you would think different.
You are just talking absolute crap. And frankly, Angela was 100% right in what she was saying. She was 100% right in what she's saying, Darren. It's you are the one who is wrong, all right? Taking cannabis like that, it makes you stupid. That's how these damn drivers, they think taking cannabis and drive makes them better because they're stupid.
That's a very sweeping statement. That's like me saying every person who drinks alcohol makes them an alcoholic.
Well, I don't drink alcohol, but there are some who are alcoholics. Whereas
that's a sweeping statement. That's how little sense you're making. You haven't a clue.
I have a clue. You don't. If you think that drivers taking cannabis and driving down the roads doesn't affect them, or you have that mindset that it makes them even drivers.
Anthony, you just heard Darren saying. You just heard Darren saying he was able to drive around Mondello Park in a fast car at very high speed. So he believes.
So explain that.
So he's gone anyway. Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in Keith.
If you get stopped for a drug test, you know you don't do drugs, and you smoke cannabis, but you smoked it the day before, refuse to do the test, you will get arrested, but they can't. There's a loophole around the way they can't really do you on it, because they can't actually tell when you had the last spliff. So if you're having a drink, it's going to be in your system, it's going to show up, but it could be gone within 12 hours, so you're grand. Whereas if you, you know, alcohol is one thing, weed is another. So just refuse it. Refuse the drug test, let them take you down, let them release you. Go to court on it and ask them to prove that you smoked it before you drove the car. You can do it with alcohol, you can do it with cocaine, heroin, over-the-counter drugs, you know, so cannabis, just refuse the drug test until they do the blood test, they'll see everything else is clear. And you just can't pinpoint the exact time you've done it.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Nolene, you're annoyed as well listening to this conversation. Why?
He's talking over his arse.
Who is? Darren?
That gobshite, yeah.
Yeah, he's able to drive around the track in Mandela with 100 miles an hour, not a bother on
well,
him.
Well, listen, he's just great to be able to take people's lives in his hands while he's stoned off his face. He's just wonderful, isn't he?
Yes, I am. I'm wonderful.
Yeah. Well, I hope and I pray that you get caught because it's the likes of you. What makes you any better than anyone that goes into a pub and has a drink and knocks a person down on the way home?
Well, I haven't. I have knocked anyone down. That's the fucking difference.
There's always a fucking first, isn't there? And then you'll be the one sitting on the side of the road crying when it's a child or an adult that's dead.
And come here, you sound like the old generation, so I presume you drunk drive times before.
I've never drunk drive.
Oh, I'm sure you haven't.
Well, you see, you don't know me.
You don't know me either.
I'm not the one on the radio bragging about having a joint and driving a car, am I? No, you
I
are.
Never,
your
I
fool.
Never said I was bragging.
You,
I'm not bragging.
You have bragging.
I'm saying facts.
It's not a fact. It's stupid.
It is a fact.
And you're a stupid fool. That's what you are. You think you're the big boy driving a car with a job smoking.
I never said that.
Yeah, well, you're proud of it, aren't you?
I never said that either. You
didn't
put words in my mouth since
you
came on.
So then why did you come on admitting that you have driven the car stoned?
Because I'm the only one that has the bar, that's why.
No, do you realise the effect of a family who has had someone knocked down by someone that's either drunk or stoned? Do you? Do you realise
the Have you heard of any case where someone was drunk or someone was killed because someone was stoned? No.
Yeah,
Every case is because they were drunk or off the head of prescription meds.
You are making the choice to smoke and get into your car and drive. You're the one making that choice, not the person that's walking along the road that you will hit.
Yeah, I never said they were. What are you talking about? What's the point?
No, hold on. Do you realise that? Do you realise that you are making someone else's decision of whether they live or die? That's absolute bullshit, woman. Would you give over, would you? So if I go into a pub and I have a drink and I get one drink and I get into my car, am I not putting people in danger?
You're putting yourself in danger. Well, one pint now is not really going to do fuck all of you.
Am I putting myself in danger and other people?
Well, one pint, no, I wouldn't say you are.
Unless you're
a bad driver.
You're telling me that you have the reaction of someone that has no joint in them. The same.
I can guarantee I have a better reaction than you.
I doubt that very much.
You're the older generation. I didn't guarantee I would.
Okay, let me ask you, Nolene.
I'm 40 years old.
Okay,
so.
Nolene, let me ask you then. Do you believe that somebody like Darren or anybody listening to us now who's a cannabis user who thinks it's perfectly okay to drive their car, are they as much of a danger on the road, in your opinion, as somebody who's pissed out of their heads?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, my God.
Why should it be legal for somebody? Why should someone that has one drink and be stopped and lose their license? Why should they pay the penalty, but someone that has smoked a joint and gets stopped and nothing comes out? Why is that fair?
No, Liam, because if I get stopped after smoking a joint and I'm drug tested, I will be caught. Well, driving down the road after drinking 10 pints, we'll be all over the road.
So, seeing you just don't care that there could be a chance that one, you could knock someone down and kill someone, or that two, you could get stopped by the guards and lose your license.
There's a chance you can do that every day of the week. Every time you get into your car, there's a chance you can do that.
No, because if a guard stops you, how are you going to lose your license if you're driving normal?
Even if a guard doesn't stop you, there's a chance you could kill someone every day. The minute you get into that car, there's a chance you could crash and kill someone.
But Darren, what I'm debating with you is
the fact that you are making it worse.
That's what I was about to say. Is there not a heightened chance that you could be involved in an accident because you're stoned?
But surely you're not that stupid to understand.
I wouldn't say so,
that
no.
You are. Seriously, you're not that stupid to understand. So now I'd be understandable that you are doing something that can cause an accident. that you're given more reason of an accident happen rather than say to yourself, okay, well, I'm not against anyone, each their own. I'm not condemning anyone for smoking cannabis. But can you not turn around and say to yourself, well, I'm not driving anywhere today or I'm not going out of house. Yeah, I'll have my joint.
No, half this country is smoking weed. So you're telling me half the country don't drive? Would you give up?
I'm speaking to you, Darren, here now. I don't give a shave about
Darren. Darren doesn't believe, Nolene, that there is an increased chance of him being involved in an accident because he might have smoked a joint.
Well, then he's smoked too many joints and his brain cells are gone, because I'm telling you here and now. Yeah, see, you like, and I agree with the hooded man. You sound like you're stoned there. You actually do sound like you're stoned.
You sound like you're drunk. You sound like you're off your head on fucking Valium or something.
Okay. No, it's actually cocaine.
Am I the only one? Am I the only one? Am I getting vilified here for nothing, am I?
Well, then, Don, if you can't accept that people have a different opinion than you and that you're going to be condemned for what you do, don't second ring into a radio station, gobshite.
Like, oh, I didn't ring in, first of all, woman.
Let me ask you. Okay. Before we...
So what are you then? What are you, a man?
Yeah, I am. Well, you fancy me.
I think the two of you should go on a date together.
I wouldn't touch him with your barge pole. Let me fucking on.
Now, come here, just before...
I'll see you later, Darren, before
I let both of you go, myself and Jeremy were just debating off air... your accents.
Okay, now don't tell us where they're from, because I think I have you both nailed down. I think Darren is Darren's 100% Wexford. That's a Wexford accent.
No, I don't think so. It's not Wexford.
Dog rough. And Nolene is Tipperary.
No, next
year. Oh, okay, got that wrong. Over to you, Adrian.
I have no idea. Darren, where's your accent from?
I'm a Meath man.
You're a Meath man? What part of Meath?
No, are you from
Meath? Outside Summerhill.
All right, okay. And what about yourself, Nolene?
I'm a Westmeath woman.
Oh, my God.
Oh, right beside each other.
Only down the
road.
So we meet for a giant later on, will we?
Yeah, what time? What time suits? I'll drive.
Right, good luck to both of you.
Bye, guys.
Thanks very much.
Bye,
before we wrap this conversation up, let's squeeze in Sean.
Afternoon, lads. How's it going? First of all, I just want to say that Angela one's an absolute dope. Weed doesn't make you stupid, right? People that are stupid that are smoking weed were stupid before they started fucking smoking weed. And talking about our first experience of smoking weed, making her sick, yeah, obviously it would, because you're after doing it while you were bleeding, drinking, you twat. But there's a lot of people that haven't got a clue about how smoking a spliff affects you, because they've never experienced it, they've never smoked it, they just get it from TV, films, people talking about it, or what fucking doctors say, blah blah blah. So like, experience the fucking thing and you can see, you'll see what it's like, you know. It doesn't affect you the way that 2 or 3 points would affect you. Like, it doesn't limit your functions. You know, you can still do fucking everything that you were doing before you had a spliff. It just gives you a nice, calm and relaxing feeling. But in saying that, I don't agree with smoking and driving. I don't agree with drinking and driving. Regardless of whether you've had a spliff or not while driving, like, anyone can cause a fucking accident. But, you know, just not paying attention to the road, fucking about at their phone. So if you're only... argument is it's illegal, well then I think you should just shut up, because you're having a clue.
Yeah, cabra.
Take it easy.
Cabra.
What, that accent?
That accent's a cabra accent.
Oh, right, okay. Well, we both got it completely wrong with the last two.
Oh, no, that's cabra. That has cabra all over it. That smells a cabra, that accent.
Yeah. There you are, Sean. You smell a cabra.
You're going down to Abracababra.
Interesting conversation. You'd be amazed the amount of people who contacted us who also, like Darren, happily smoke a joint and drive their car, but they wouldn't come on to talk. So in fairness to Darren, at least he had the balls to actually come on and talk.
Darren Big Balls, that's his nickname. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next one.